I have information that they're all going to need when they sit down and discuss this. There's an advanced civilization of humans managing this process, older, much older, that are managing the growth of this, you know, layer of humanity. This is just as old as it seems like to them. This is just one layer of humanity. There's much older layers, and it's allowed to restart, sort of, so that each, you know, layer of generations can have their own kind of progression through a growth and expansion and all of that. They don't know this. There's a bunch of generations above them that they don't know about, of relatives. Yeah, well, there's good news. I got really, really good news. This competition isn't just from what you know about. This competition is a bunch of layers above this section of humanity that they don't know about. There's something managing them, the oldest humans. This is as far back as they know. Okay, there's a much larger humanity, much larger, much older than they know about. And there's a competition. This section of humanity and our generations have to lead all of the older generations into the advanced process. This isn't something unknown managing, you know, this process. There's a lot of older humans. That's what, for the last 10 years, for the last over a decade, they need to be led into this. They don't know what's managing it. The oldest humans. They don't know what's managing this process, what's managing humanity. They don't know. Yeah, but there's humans that are millions of years old. There's a lot of layers. This expansion, you know, this expansion kind of layer that we're in, there's a lot of them. It's incredibly well managed. There's a lot more generations than they know about. The competition is part of that larger humanity. Yeah, but something big is happening. Something much bigger than they know about. Something much bigger than what they know about is happening in terms of the future of humanity and what people are becoming. And this has become the dominant section of humanity. It's like, as they thought it was, this section of humanity, and that there's probably something more, and maybe older generations, but there is many, many older generations. They don't know for sure what's happening, but something is changing people into something. Integrating people into something bigger. Then humanity's over a million years old. And something big is happening now. It's been leading up to this. We're at a very, you know, important place, because the reason I'm telling you this now is because they're going to sit them down immediately afterwards, and they're going to make direct contact with them. And they're going to explain it. They've already explained it to me. They need to explain it to them immediately. You're going to basically tell them You're going to say, look, we did the best, but also you need to sit down. They're going to make direct contact with you momentarily. And you need to sit down and listen to what they're explaining to you, because this is a much as big of a deal as they think it is, right? The people from their group, like the people from our group, and we're one thing. Me and the older generation that we're dealing with in this section of humanity, we're one layer. We're the youngest like layer that's building this out. So the oldest humans that I'm partnered up with, specific ones, there's an oldest generation in the family that I'm in, right? And I've been dealing with them. They need to sit down with them and discuss some things. And it's going to take a little while. So they're going to make direct contact with them in a way that's going to, you know, it's everything that you know is about to change. Everything that you think you know is about to change. And I don't just mean with the changes that are happening now. That's minimal. What you've seen so far is minimal, is almost nothing. Compared to what's actually happening and what's going to happen over the next like few thousand years. And what's going to happen over the next few thousand years, all of the people here need to be prepared for. To the people that I'm working with, don't worry about it. We got a lot of time to mature, and it's a big deal though. These are people that are the younger generations of families that started out like, you know, like Elon at the beginning. Like what he would have became a million years from now, right? Everything goes good. He makes it out, you know, colonization. And then a million years from now is what we're dealing with. Not 100,000 years ago or 200,000 years ago or 50,000 years ago. We're talking about over a million years ago. And there's a bunch of generations. Well, they need to sit down and they need to talk to them, and they're going to make direct contact with them because something bigger is happening. Like as overwhelming as this seems like for the people here, it's much gnarlier for the people there, for the older humans. What's happening is a way bigger deal to them than this to the people here. And like to the people here that this is happening to here. Yeah, but they don't need, okay. It's the stuff that's happening right now. Something way bigger is happening. No, they think it's like, so okay. So let me see if you got this right. So you think it's the colonization process and, you know, the last like what, 50,000 years, 100,000 years, few hundred thousand years, and the colonization process, and there's a bunch of colonization processes, and there's a competition, and that something advanced is managing it, and that's all you think is happening? That's not all that's happening. They need. No, they're like, do you have a message that you want to tell them? When they get told, yeah, I have a message that I want to tell them. There's a bunch of generations in our family that they don't know about that are going to make direct contact with them, because we did win something much bigger. And it's all going to happen at once, pretty much. And they're going to be brought into all this information. They're going to go, look, Gray, look at this. Because our generations have to lead the result of a much bigger thing. So, yeah, but I get brought into this, then I bring them into this, the bigger thing. So I get to lead the generation right above me into a much bigger thing. It's very exciting. It's incredibly exciting. But there is, they need to make contact with them immediately. Okay? You can explain to them, look, he survived, he did so good, we secured a victory, but we didn't quite understand what was going on. And the oldest humans, you know, are a part of this, that they're over a million years old. And they need to make direct contact. This isn't something that you need to believe me. Like, you don't need to take my word for it. I'm supposed to notify them that they're going to make direct contact, like, immediately. like take a minute and be like, oh God, he did so good. We're so okay. They're going to make contact now. Like, you know, have a drink or a smoke or whatever, and then they're going to make contact. They need to discuss stuff with them, like, immediately. I'm all up to speed. I'm up to speed with everything that's going on. I got a lifetime of shit to do before my responsibilities are really going to kick in building this administration. But this isn't just leading the colonization process. That's a small, tiny part of it. That is what leads the oldest humans into whatever's actually happening. You've seen a little tiny fraction of the new stuff happening. But if you think anything that's happened up to this point is gnarly, wait until you, like, it's a much more, like, a much more important thing is happening. They don't know this. They think that they're just going to come out of isolation, 20 years of isolation, living in some, like, you know, some happy little thing and taking a little bit of like a semi-retirement vacation, and they're going to come out to this victory and we just continue on with what we're doing. The colonization process is not the plan. That's their maturity. They've matured through this through what they've done into, you know, leaders. The youngest humans, and this is where it's my place in this is very unique. The youngest humans, they get to compete because it has to happen at the beginning of your life. And then you find out afterwards what it actually was. And we get brought into the larger humanity in a certain way, but this time we get brought into it with the oldest humans. And they need to make direct contact with them immediately. They need to talk to them, like, immediately. Because something really big is happening. Because of something good. Achievement. And doing good and earning, you know, the privilege of responsibilities. They explained all this to me. And I'm gonna let them explain it to them. But there's okay. Hold on a second. Just, they need to make contact with them immediately. There's a much larger humanity. And they've, well, yeah, but you guys, they've been in isolation from the process for a few decades, and I had to do this. I know, I understand that. But also, you need to understand that I've also been in an environment that you haven't had access to and that you don't know what's going on. And that you're just finding out right now. If I would have been able to tell you sooner, I would have. But they're going to make contact with them. And I did good. Listen. I did so good. Don't worry about me. My part of it's over for a little while. They need to deal with this now. Like, my part of this, I've done what I've done. I've done so good, earned the responsibilities and the place in this. They now need to deal with the oldest humans from our section of humanity. And it's going to be really exciting for them. But the part that we're doing, it goes into something much bigger. So have the excitement of, like, and the achievement of, like, oh, we did so good and all this, but then just be like, okay, we got to deal with something else. And we can enjoy the achievement and the celebration of it, like, after. They want to deal with them first, so it can all be one thing. And it's very important that they deal with them immediately. The larger humanity is going to make contact with them immediately because it's a big deal. The results are a very big deal. And then they can do all their celebration and happiness all at once of this and the bigger thing. So they can do it all at once. It's going to be very, very exciting for them. That's the message for them. That this isn't the results of what we're doing. This is the results of something much bigger and our place in it. And they need to get brought up to speed and our place in the bigger thing. And I've dealt with my part of it. And we have secured the most important place in something much bigger. And it's a really big deal because they need to get in contact with them like immediately. And they need to deal with them, you know, and to bring them up to speed on what's going on. It's going to be very exciting for them. And then we can do all our stuff after that. That's give them that message.